This week, the Liberal government tabled the 2024 budget that has once again fallen short of addressing affordability crisis facing millions of Canadians. Canadians are having a tough time. My constituents in New Westminster, Burnaby, are telling me that they cannot afford to pay for high grocery prices and their bills. The Liberals failed to tackle the corporate greed driving up prices and gouging Canadians. Big corporations and wealthy CEOs are doing better than ever. The combined net profit for the three major Canadian grocery chains, Loblaw, Empire, which owns Sobeys, and Metro, in 2023 amounted to $3.8 billion. Their profits are up because when people pay more, they make more money. Whether it's big grocery CEOs, big oil and gas companies, corporate landlords or major banks, the results are the same. Life easier for them but harder for millions of Canadians. It doesn't have to be this way. The NDP has a plan to tackle affordability crisis in Canada. We have used our power to force Justin Trudeau to build affordable homes, protect renters, to provide birth control for 9 million Canadians, diabetes medication free for 6 million Canadians, to provide dental care for 9 million seniors, people with disabilities and low-income families, and to help feed 400,000 hungry kids at school. We forced the Liberals to protect renters from losing their affordable homes and to use public land to build more homes for people, and much more. Although this was not an NDP government budget, we already successfully forced the Liberal government to provide more support for Canadians. What we have achieved is a glimpse of what an NDP government could do. Canadians need a government that works for you and their family, not just the ultra-wealthy at those at the very top. Liberals and conservatives are still ignoring the corporate greed of rich CEOs that is driving up costs for hard-working people. And New Democrats will keep fighting to change that until we form government. Peter Julian is the MP for New Westminster, Burnaby.